Now, can I say this, because this is my big thing of the week. This is it. That the appointment that Tottenham have made will lead to the most disruptive and damaging period in Tottenham's history. They are going down the tubes. This fellow's no good. He will be no good. They are as good as relegated. They're as bad as the Spice Girls. And just as managerless. They have had it. This fella is no good. You know why? So he turns up and he says, the first thing is discipline and a haircut. No, it is not. Name me one great footballer who relies on discipline and a haircut. None of them. None of them. From Gascoigne through George Best and
I think he was having a pop at Jerry Francis.
How could they find a manager with less charisma than Jerry Francis? They found it. This fella will not win a game for Tottenham ever. I don't care if over the next few weeks he wins one. It's not his team. But however, this fella is the biggest disaster in British football, and it is thus far and no further from the continental experiment. Just because someone is dour and serious does not make them intelligent. It's like when people say, he's serious, he's intelligent.
No,
he's not.
He brought a train ticket in the press conference.
Yeah, of course he did all of that, but this fella is no good. And what they're doing, who'd have thought would all listen on one? Why do they want to imitate Arsenal? Arsene Wenger has failed. If Arsene Wenger had been an ordinary manager, we all knew, would have said, he's not doing much. They're no better aside than they were. They're not going to win the cup. But he's Arsene Wenger. We think he's acting like, hair doctor. He's hair doctor, tempering, patience, my child. The worst thing that's happened to British football in the last 30 years is Alex Ferguson. Not because he's a great bad man. Alex Ferguson's a great man. But because Alex Ferguson, don't yawn when I'm doing one of these, Karen, and I'm off on one. Because Alex Ferguson is you know what they said? What happened to Alex Ferguson? With enough time, he turned it around.
3 years, yeah.
He has no idea. Alex Ferguson had no idea how he turned Man United around. God bless him, he's a great manager. But now they think, Herr Doctor will turn Arsenal around. Arsene Wenger would have been under a lot more pressure now if he'd have been British. He's not. And Tottenham, similarly, bring in Herr Gross, Mr. Big. Mr. Big, that's what it is. They bring in Mr. Big. He comes and says, the players will turn. So they're going to go down, but they go down with good haircuts and a good suit on. That's all he's done. I say this here, I say this now. And what's the Arsenal result again today?
The Arsenal? The result was Sheffield Wednesday 2, Arsenal 0, QED. I can't complain. I've brought Francis out for an hour. I have to go.
Parts of the
world, at least he isn't. Another one of the failed managers on the round, Bush.
David, please. David, please. He's coming in, maybe. He's another failed manager on the round.
Maybe Roshan will come.
No, he's another failed manager on the round. What is that about? What is that about? David, please. Miss the punch.
And Graham Souness is manager of Benfica. It happens.
He leaves the side of the bottom of the division and Tottenham say, he's the man for us. What is that about?
Well, he isn't hair doctor. This is a separate
he's hair PR. Believe me, then, he's hair PR. Tottenham fans like him. You know, it's like me going to see Steely Dan last year. I think they're coming back. They'll be just as good. David Pleat is no good. I've got him back as a buffer so hair doctor can bugger things up behind the scenes and David Pleat can stand and go, you're know me, trust me, that's all that's about.
I believe so anyway.
We shall see.
Yeah, but
I don't mind saying it's here and there.
Okay.
It's a disaster.
Okay.
Well, certainly it does have elements of Hindenburg, but either it will fly brilliantly then, or it will come down in flames.
Can I say this? And I want to say this. Please call us, by the way, on all the things 0500 10 53 89.
But then, you and any Tottenham supporter who can hear my voice now, and I don't say this as some kind of populist notion, you and any Tottenham supporter who can hear my voice now, right, knows more about Tottenham than Herr Gross, right? Knows more about Tottenham ownership. How long ago did you know, as a consensus, did you know Jerry Francis wasn't happening? How long ago?
A year ago.
So, why didn't they know a year ago? Why didn't they know a year ago? Because they think there's some science at work. Because they think there's a deeper football beyond entertainment. Because they think, the rank and file, they don't know. You knew a year ago. How come the bums running this club didn't know a year ago? It's not a secret. Everyone knew it wasn't no good. And get in early. Get on Gross's back early and say, he can go as well. We want Kenny Dalglish. We don't want, we don't want Shed 7. We want Oasis. Don't benefit at that. Otherwise, this bloke will be on your ass for 2 more years yet. And he's a new...